How was day one?
It was good. I think, you know, we got along with Coach well, and I think the O-line as a whole, as all the rookies, I think we worked well together, and I think, you know, it was a productive day.
Did you have a wow moment going out there, like the first time you put on the uniform?
Yeah, and it was definitely a different feeling, you know, coming here and putting on the uniform. It just feels so much more real when you do it. But, yeah, it was definitely a good time.
Was it weird walking in and seeing your name and then seeing Lang and Bulaga and Bakhtiari right next to you?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly wasn't expecting to have, like, a locker right by everybody else. You know, different teams do it different ways, but it was nice to see.
What was the biggest difference for you out on the field today? Was it speed? Was it fundamentals? What was the biggest difference you felt?
Just more of a focus on fine-tuning the fundamentals. I think the speed's kind of the same as IU. We ran a very up-tempo offense. But, you know, as far as, you know, really breaking down the fundamentals as much as we can, that was probably the biggest difference.
What's it mean to come in here and not necessarily have as much pressure right away as some other guys who are coming in as high-drafted tackles? What will it mean to learn from guys like Bakhtiari and Bulaga?
No, it's huge. And I think that's one of the great reasons about coming here, and that's one of the best factors about it is, you know, I have very experienced guys and veterans in front of me that know the game, and I can learn from them.
That wasn't the situation for you at IU, was it? I mean, you were kind of a leader by your sophomore year, pretty much, changing the culture there.
Yeah, I came in and ended up having to start as a true freshman, so it's definitely a little bit different, but it's a nice change.
How will that be an advantage for you here? I mean, what do you think you can get out of that? Maybe mentorship or development, or do you think you're a leader anyway?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody has a leadership role in some way. Just contributing to the team is a part of a leadership role, but being able to continue to develop and learn from those guys is a huge factor.
What do you make your draft class? A lot of big guys, it seems like.
Yeah, and you know guys like Clark and all these guys, Murphy. I think it's going to be big here, and I think just improving the lines, and it's where everything starts.
Jason, when you have your first one-on-one meeting with McCarthy, what do you hope that conversation do? What do you hope to convey with him in that conversation?
You know, just that, you know, I'm ready to play and ready to contribute in any way possible. It's I hope he sees that, and that's really my main goal here is to contribute in some way, in whichever way I can.
Jason, this is kind of technical, but for a tall man, you could really bend, like your knees and stuff. Is that something that comes naturally to you, or you learned how to do it? Because it's really special for a tall guy.
A little of both. I think it came to me a little bit easier than most, but at the same time, me and Coach Fry back at IU, O-line coach, worked on that a lot and really zoned in on that, trying to improve on that, especially my freshman, sophomore year. So I think you attribute a lot of that to Coach Fry.
Really helpful to be able to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you get more leverage on run blocks, you stay more balanced in the pass pro, so it really helps your overall game.
So as you transition to the pros, what do you see as the toughest part of that learning curve?
I think, like I said, focusing on your fundamentals, really fine-tuning your fundamentals, on top of, you know, everything's stepping up a level. The competition's better, everybody's at that high level, so I think the competition's probably the most changed.
Did you ever have to game plan for Dean when you guys ever face off against each other one-on-one?
What's that?
Did you ever have to face off against Dean Lowry? Is the Big Ten connection there, or did you guys ever match up one-on-one?
No, I don't think we ever really got one-on-one, to be honest.
Jason, do you feel comfortable at both tackle spots, or do you feel like, you know, you're left? Can you do both, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I've practiced both, and you know, I've learned to play both. I'm definitely more comfortable at left just because that's what I played all 4 years at IU, but you know, I'm willing to go wherever, and it was the first day here, so we'll see what happens.
What is it about left tackles? I mean, you're facing a lot of times the best pass rusher in the other team, and you know how good these pass rushers are in this league. I'm sure from watching on tape. What's the mentality that you have to have?
It's a rare blend, and you really have to focus on not getting too hyped up and crazy, and at the same time, you know, trying to be laid back and wait for the rusher. So there's a balance there that you have to focus on, whether you want to go attack or sit back and wait. There's a 50-50 balance you got to go for.
What's the best team you've been on? Because you're coming to a Super Bowl contender now from IU. Is it one of your Concord teams, or what's the best record for a team you've been on?
It's probably, I mean, best record, apart from here, would probably be back in my high school, to be honest.
What's it mean to come to a contender then?
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, like, just to be able to come to a program like this is amazing. And, you know, I can't be thankful enough to be able to be part of this program.
Other than being from Indiana, why did you pick IU? Did you have other options?
Yeah, I had a few MAC offers, a couple of Big Ten offers, but it was more so, you know, Coach Wilson and Coach Fry, and really trying to buy in to change the program and improve the football there.
You still weren't able to enjoy a winning season, though. Was that difficult? You put in all the work. You have good games. You have the talent. And then I think you had one bowl game your senior year. But other than that, you know, not to break 500 even. Was that difficult at times? What did you learn about yourself when you
did
that?
Yeah, you know, it's never fun to lose a lot of games. You know, and it's always a constant try to improve. But at the same time, you know, over my 4 years there, the year before I got there, they were 1-11. And, you know, we ended up on my senior year making to a bowl game and being 5-6. So there's a constant, consistent improvement there. And that was, it was nice to be able to do that. And it was kind of a goal of our senior class. So.